On my Triple E segment, I interview legendary radio host son, John Harris, and he talks about his father's legacy of being one of the first black pioneers in radio and the legacy he left behind. Hello again, everyone. It's H. Bosch Jr. with the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is son of the legendary radio personality from 1954 to 1978, Edward P. Wee Harris. Thanks, John, so much for stopping by.
I appreciate the invite.
Well, it is a true honor and a privilege, sir, to be able to do this interview and bring awareness and exposure to your dad's legacy. So as I always say, let's dig right in, make it do what it do, and when it's done, it's done.
Amen.
I like that, John.
I like it.
Where was your dad born and raised at?
My dad was born in Schenectady, New York, raised in Albany, New York, and the father of nine children.
Bless his heart twice.
Yes, and for many years he worked at the U.S. Post Office and then worked at the record shop before he purchased it. And in between all of that, he did the local dances. And in 1954, a young lady by the name of Tracy Brady found him and asked him if he would be interested in becoming a radio announcer at WABY.
Wow, wow. So that was my next leading question was, all I ever knew was Pee Wee Harris. How did he get the name Pee Wee Harris?
Well, he was short, like you.
Okay, all right.
And so it was, back in those days, you know, things just came naturally.
Right,
and
right.
Pee Wee just stuck to him.
Okay,
you know?
All right. It just kind of like, yeah, because he was short, it's like Pee Wee, and it just stuck. Yeah. Well, you kind of answered that question, basically. I was going to ask, how did he get into radio? So expand on that just a little bit more. You said.
Well, Tracy Brady was a young lady who was the program manager at WABY in 1954, which I find interesting to have a female at that level in the entertainment business and radio anyway in 1954.
Absolutely.
And so she seen something in my dad and just gave him the opportunity, and he took it from there. He had been, you know, Tonight Records was open back then.
Yeah, the record shop right there on where North and South Pearl intersect.
Right.
Yep.
Five doors below State Street.
That's right. And right down below Nebus.
Yes.
We're dating ourselves. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. But that's what happened. And she recognized that he had a unique voice and could do radio. And from there, it just blossomed.
Wow. So basically, Dad worked at the post office before radio.
Yes.
Okay. And he retired from there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I really want to know. What was it like growing up Pee Wee Harris's son? I mean, a celebrity.
Well, it had...
Radio personality.
It had two things, you know. I couldn't do anything right, and I couldn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Because every time I walked down the street and I did something wrong, parents back there would say, "That's Pee Wee's boy. Get him."
Or Miss Inez's boy.
Yeah.
Yep. And back then, you could get beat by anybody. Yes.
Everybody.
Everybody beat you.
So, in that scope... It was challenging, but the other side of it was it allowed me influence into areas that I thought I would never be able to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So people recognized him and recognized me as his son or one of his sons, and we were able to get some perks.
Okay,
but we had to work equally as hard as any other individual as well.
Absolutely. So tell me something. Most people wouldn't know about your dad. That would be like really interesting to say, because he was into so many things and he touched and influenced a whole generation.
Well, one thing people don't recognize or are not knowledgeable of is that he was a single dad.
Wow.
He raised me and my brother, Edward.
I am impressed.
Yes. And so back in those days in the early 60s, being a single dad was, kind of like unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a single dad, and he raised me and my brother. And still work midnight to 8 at the post office, would come home and get a few hours sleep and work at the record shop and get a few hours sleep and then go promote different dances that he was bringing in to the Capital District.
Right, right. He was like a DJ before there was even a DJ.
Yes.
And the dances at the Labor Temple and all of that stuff, oh, man.
And some of the listeners may remember Odd Fellows Hall, even here in Troy Armory.
Drop it like it's hot.
And, you know, he brought in such greats as Joe Tex, James Brown, Aretha Franklin.
And you probably met all of them.
I met quite a few of them, yes. Okay. Yes, quite a few of them. Several of them I wasn't allowed to go to.
Okay. And some of them you still managed to sneak into.
Well, you know.
That's another story for another time.
Let them in. That's Pee-wee's boy.
Right.
You know,
So, I always see you on the right side of the issues when it comes to the community and making a difference. Tell me how Dad's influence, what type of influence did Dad have on you pertaining to that? Because like I said, you're always on the right side of the issues when it comes to making a difference and, you know, just community involvement.
Well, it's just a natural. Dad was always giving. Dad was always allowed others to come on board and do different things. He recognized others' talents, like Art Mitchell, Brother Ivy, and several other, Carla Page, Doc Perryman. Mm-hmm. He gave all of them an opportunity to come on to radio and introduce
Which I'm
them.
Getting ready to have Doc Perryman very soon, in the near future.
He's a good man.
Great man. Another mentor.
Yes.
And still living, bless his heart.
Yes, he is. And Carla as well.
Carla, she's going to be another guest.
I just recently did a show with Carla promoting the Gospel Jubilee, where the Gospel Jubilee is saluting Dad this year.
Moving to that. Tell us then. That's what I want to ask.
On Friday,
tell us about the tribute that's coming up Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Friday, April 20th at 7 p.m. at Proctor's Theater. They will be saluting my dad as one of the greatest, or I say great, he's always going to be the greatest to me, legendary radio announcers in the Capital District at the Proctor's, the Gospel Jubilee. And the headliner this year is Miss Dorothy Norwood, who Dad brought part of his gospel shows, one of his gospel shows, The Caravans, when she was in The Caravans, he brought her to Dorothy Norwood, Albertina Walker.
I can name them all.
Yes,
I'm a big gospel fan.
Yes. And so, you know, so they'll be saluting him on Friday, April the 20th at Proctor's. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, we will have a, in terms of service.
And I want people to know about this.
This is where, you know, this is my part of my heart. Black Child Development Institute in Albany, which is a national organization, will host a special salute to Dad at Levels Banquet Hall, 69 North Pearl Street in Albany. And we will be saluting Dad for raising funds for our early childhood literacy program. All proceeds will go to the Philip Schuyler Elementary School and North Albany Academy Elementary School for their literacy program. Okay. And we have three wonderful guests coming in. We have Howard Burrell, Miss Annette Harris, and my nephew and Dad's grandson, Stefan Harris, who is a four-time Grammy nominee and winner of the NAACP Image Award.
Great.
So the legacy continues.
Thank you. So let me ask before we close out then, what tribute or what would you want this generation to know and learn about your dad's legacy before we close out?
That he cared for others and that he was willing to serve the community.
Great. Well, before we end, I got to say a shout out to your lovely wife, Miss Gail Tanksley Harris.
Yes. All right?
Every time I see her, she's always kind and gracious. And I really, really appreciate both you guys. All right. You make a dynamic dual team. All right. How many years marriage?
Let's just say she's my high school sweetheart.
Oh, there you go. That's what I like. All right. So until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. Remember this. Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. That was John Harris again, son of legendary radio personality Pee-wee Harris. Thank you so much, John, for blessing us with a great interview.